AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The first couple release a Thanksgiving video recorded before they headed to Nantucket for the holiday. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
This is always a special time in America, but this year, the blessings of Thanksgiving are especially meaningful.
The President and First Lady Jill Biden made their greeting in a video recorded earlier this week.
After being apart last year, we have a new appreciation for those little moments we can't plan or replicate. The music of laughter in a warm, full kitchen. The thump of small feet making big sounds.
It's the second Thanksgiving celebrated in the shadow of the coronavirus pandemic, which, according to Johns Hopkins University's count, has seen more than 775,000 Americans die from COVID-19.
As we give thanks for what we have, we also keep in our hearts those who we lost. And those have lost so much.
I'm Ben Thomas.
In Massachusetts, the Bidens visited with members of the Coast Guard and held a virtual call with service members around the world. The holiday began with the return of the full-on Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. High school and college marching bands from around the country in New York for the parade, along with the massive balloons, floats, entertainers, and thousands of spectators.
It feels really phenomenal to be here. It feels like New York is on its way to recovery, which feels fantastic. So many people and families out.
Even as people settle in for the turkey and fixings and football, they are still scouting Black Friday deals online. National Retail Federation's Catherine Cullen says this is the start of a busy weekend.
We're expecting at least 158 million shoppers. Those are people who are already planning to shop in, as of early November over those 5 days from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday.
This is AP News. What's next for the three white men convicted of murder in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery?
Travis McMichael, his father Greg, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan all face a mandatory sentence of life in prison after Ahmaud Arbery was shot dead in Georgia. The judge will decide whether the men ever have a chance at parole. There's no sentencing date yet. The judge said he wanted to give both sides time to prepare. The McMichaels plan to appeal the verdicts. Brian's lawyer says he plans to file new legal motions after Thanksgiving. Separately, federal authorities have charged the men with hate crimes, saying they chased and killed Arbery because he was black. That case is scheduled to go to trial in February. I'm Rita Foley.
It's not political, it's structural. For a third straight year, the state capitol dome in Springfield, Illinois is without holiday lights. In 2019, an engineering firm said the observation deck above the dome needs to be fortified before the lights are put up. It hasn't been done. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.